Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a step stool and a yardstick. It's time for a story. Today's story is Being Small Isn't So Bad After All by Lori Orlinsky. My head is spinning, and my throat is red. I'm feeling crummy. I'm staying in bed. My eyes are itchy, and my ears really ache. Going to school today would be a mistake. You're cool to the touch. You don't look sick. Could this be some kind of trick? Because Mother knows best. That's how I know. Something's up, and you don't want to go. You're a wonderful child, so smart and strong. Come, sit on my lap and tell me what's wrong. Well, the yardstick at school measures how much we've grown, but with my name at the bottom, I feel so alone. My friends can reach the cubbies, light switch, and sink, while I stand on a stool when I want a drink. My feet just dangle when I sit in a chair. I can only go on rides with a high pony in my hair. The shallow pool water comes up past my nose. My feet always hurt from standing on my toes. It seems like sports are made for kids who are tall. I can't even get my hands on the ball. They call me Shorty, Peanut, Munchkin, and Squirt. Looking up all the time makes my neck really hurt. I have to walk twice as fast as my friends. My pants are like tunnels. The hole never ends. When it's time to form teams, I'm always the last pick. That's why, today, I'm pretending to be sick. Don't you see that being small really is no fun at all? Oh, honey, try not to feel blue. There's so much that small kids like you can do. When playing limbo, you can get really low. You give others a clear view when seeing a show. Your posture is perfect because you don't slouch. Your whole body can fit on our tiniest couch. You're the last one to get wet when it rains. And you have the most leg room when we fly on a plane. Your feet never touch the end of the bed. You can climb almost anywhere without bumping your head. You can squeeze through a fence to fetch a lost ball and have a shorter drop if you happen to fall. What about class photos? You're the first one they see. You don't have to duck under any branches on a tree. You can wiggle into the cart at the grocery store and squish into the places you want to explore. I hope you don't feel upset by your height. You can do anything when you give it your might. You have so much to offer because of your size. Take it from me, your mom, who is wise. You're totally right about the things you say. I feel so much better when you put it that way. I'm off to learn, play, and have fun too. I'll try out the things only I can do. I went to school, and I'm happy to report. As it turns out, I like being short. I got to see, once and for all, that being small isn't so bad after all. Reading this story today makes me smile, because even though I'm all grown up, I'm not a very big grown up. I'm kind of a small grown up. And when I was a kid, I was sometimes a small kid. So I understand how the main character feels. One of the great things about people is that there are so many different kinds of people. There are big people and small people. There are people who like to run fast and think fast. And there are people who like to move slowly and carefully. There are people who like to be loud and tell jokes. And there are people who like to watch and be quiet. And I think that's amazing. I love all the different kinds of people there are in the world, because each type of person can do different kinds of things. In my house, I'm not the one who reaches up very high to get things off of the top shelves. I'm too small for that job. But I am the person who crouches down low to find things hiding in the back of the refrigerator. I'm very good at that. In our world today, there are so many different kinds of jobs that need to be done and problems that need to be solved. And I'm so grateful that there are so many different kinds of people. That way, whenever something important needs to be done, we can always find the right person who's good at just that one thing. I think sometimes, though, kids and even grown-ups wish that they were different from the way that they are. Sometimes tall people wish that they were small. And sometimes small people wish that they were tall. But I really like what the parent in this story did. The parent figured out a way to help the kid feel better by thinking of all the ways that being small is an advantage. Can you think of something about yourself? It could be something that has to do with your body, or something that has to do with your personality, the things you like, or things that are talents of yours. Whatever it is that you're thinking of, there's some way in which you are special. And you have a way to contribute to the world, to do the work, to solve the problem, to make the world a better place. Thank you for being you. And thank you for listening to Elderberry Tales. Being Small by Lori Orlinsky is available at Amazon. I'll include a link on Facebook and Instagram so you know just where to find it. See you next time.